Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative, advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got mostly sunny skies, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. Lows tonight around 65 degrees. It's 89 in Lawrence.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Good afternoon, I'm Kay McIntyre filling in for Laura Lorson. I'll be here today and tomorrow. She'll be back on Wednesday.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Coming up on All Things Considered, the studio, the pit, adolescence were all big winners at the Emmys last night. We'll hear from NPR's Eric Deggans on the Emmy Awards. A big congratulations to Taylor K. Phillips of the Kansas City metro area, who won an award as one of the writers with the Stephen Colbert Show. Again, we'll hear all about the Emmys and much more on All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio. If you use Amazon smart speakers, now you can not only live stream KPR, but you can also listen on demand to shows like Conversations and KPR Presents. Tell your device to enable the KPR skill. To learn more, click on the Extras tab at our website, kansaspublicradio.org, and happy listening. Sunny skies this afternoon. We still have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and evening and overnight tonight as well. Lows tonight in the mid-60s. Sunny for tomorrow with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 90 degrees. It's 88 in Lawrence, 89 in Manhattan, 88 degrees in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
This is NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up on All Things Considered, some influencers are suggesting that lotion with magnesium might help you sleep better. Will it? We'll hear that story from Katia Riddle coming up on All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. The latest news from NPR, followed by news from the KPR newsroom, coming up in just 1 minute. We've got a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms yet this afternoon into this evening. Warm temperatures still, 89 degrees in Manhattan, 88 in Topeka. This is KPR.
He says, but we in Ukraine have much cheaper, more massive, and systematic solutions.
According to Zelensky, the country keeps developing and expanding domestic production of interceptor drones it uses as air defenses.
You're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Good afternoon, rather. Two mental health centers in Topeka are merging to create Astra Mental Health and Recovery. KSNT reports that Vallejo Behavioral Health Care and Family Service and Guidance Center officially announced their merger today with a formal signing ceremony followed by a mental health town hall. Plans to merge the two organizations were first announced back in February. The merger is set to take effect on January 1st. Vallejo was founded in 1967 and employs about 320 people. Family Service and Guidance Center dates back to 1904 and employs about 330 people. The two organizations combined provide services to more than 11,000 individuals in the area. A ban on soda and candy for Kansas recipients of food assistance is facing some bureaucratic roadblocks. Zane Irwin has this report.
Earlier this year, the Republican-dominated state legislature pushed to make certain sugary items ineligible for purchase through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. A dozen other states have gotten similar policies approved, but the state agency that runs SNAP in Kansas says it has yet to hash out all the details with federal officials. In a committee meeting, Republican State Senator Renee Erickson said it can be complicated to decide what counts as junk food.
It sounds simple when we say pop and candy, but we know that those details, those definitions matter.
Supporters say the ban is intended to decrease obesity rates for low-income Kansans, while Democratic Governor Laura Kelly said the policy is confusing and counterproductive. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Schools across Kansas have started receiving the results of state tests that were administered to students last spring. State officials also released new charts that will help schools compare scores from this year's tests to the 2024 tests at each subject and grade level. Matt Copeland is a data analyst with the University of Kansas Center that helped develop the new tests. He says the concordance tables will help districts continue to measure progress after the redesign.
It really is going to help educators and stakeholders around the state to be able to make some rough comparisons between the old assessment and the new assessment.
State education leaders had previously warned that a year-to-year comparison would not be possible. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Says that the benefits of magnesium lotion are likely from its moisturizing components.
Anything that comes in like a cream base or an ointment base is just automatically going to be good for the skin.
Theodosakis says as a dermatologist, he sees a lot of these kinds of trends. Skin, he says, is a popular target for health fads.
I think it's just, you know, the nature of skin. It's visible. It's highly linked to, you know, emotional well-being and psychology and culture. And you also just have quite a lot of it.
He agrees magnesium lotion probably won't hurt you, except possibly, he says, in the pocketbook. Katie Riddle, NPR News.
Insects play a crucial role in the environment. Recent studies have found a significant decline in insect populations, even in pristine environments with very little impact from humans. Scientists think climate change may be to blame. We'll have a story on the latest study tomorrow on All Things Considered. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You know that Morning Edition keeps you up to date on the news, but did you know it might help you find a new hobby?
People go beachcombing for lots of different things. Shells, rocks, driftwood. We're after sea glass.
We also bring you stories that make you smile.
It's really cool to be in an environment where there's only girls and jazz.
Join us weekday mornings for the news and a little something unexpected on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us every Monday morning, Monday through Friday for Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from 5 to 9 o'clock. Matthew Algio is your local host. Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre filling in for Laura Lorson. She'll be back on Wednesday.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at CromwellEnvironmental.com.
Coming up on All Things Considered, are kids today getting too much therapy? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. thinks so. We'll have that story coming up on All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies for this afternoon with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Yet this afternoon into this evening, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, tonight, and into tomorrow. For tomorrow, highs near 90 degrees. We've got a good chance of showers, possibly even a thunderstorm, on Wednesday and Thursday of this week. It's 88 degrees in Atchison, 87 in Chanute, 86 in Emporia, 88 degrees in Lawrence, 89 in Manhattan, and 88 in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm
For NPR News, I'm Megan Smith in Boston.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Workday, an AI platform to manage HR, finance, and agents that aims to free business leaders from the mundane so they can focus on more meaningful work. Workday, moving business forever forward. From Procter & Gamble, maker of ZzzQuil, with a range of products designed to relieve occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep. Learn more at ZzzQuil.com. From the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at MacFound.org.
Lawmakers, activists, professors, musicians, scientists, parents, friends, and neighbors, hear from them all weekday mornings on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts tomorrow, Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio. Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre, filling in for Laura Larson for All Things Considered. From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
I wanted to use the show today.
Here, people in close contact
include Chapter, offering Medicare advice to seniors nationwide and working to find the plans that best fit their needs. Advisors are available by dialing #250 and saying the keyword Medicare Help.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got mostly sunny skies, some clouds in the KPR listing area, still a chance of showers and thunderstorms yet this afternoon and into this evening. It's 88 in Lawrence.
From NPR News, this is All Things,
a poem about people and travel and the wonder that is our fellow person, whether they're on their way to work or coming in from another country. The first section ends like this. On the ferry boats, the hundreds and hundreds that cross, returning home, are more curious to me than you suppose. And you that shall cross from shore to shore years hence are more to me and more in my meditations than you might suppose. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR.org.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering fieldwork fun with K-Pop Sunday, September 21st, in front of Dyke Hall. Activities for all ages, including paleontology, biology, and meteorology. Details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
President Trump says companies should not have to report their earnings so often. Why this worries some financial experts and investors.
Disclosure is a type of truth-telling. So if you don't have to do that very often, there's just more chances that the few numbers that you do report could be manipulated more easily.
That story just ahead on All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. For more than 75 years, the BBC has provided impartial news coverage from every corner of the world. Now you can hear BBC News reports every day and throughout the night on KPR2, part of Kansas Public Radio's All News Program Channel. Hear KPR2 online at kansaspublicradio.org with an HD radio with the free KPR app or in Lawrence at FM 96.1.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. In honor of Constitution Day, welcoming the Kansas Court of Appeals to hear oral arguments on September 16th at 10 a.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
We've got a mix of sunshine and clouds this afternoon. Still a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's 89 degrees in Manhattan, 86 in Chanute. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Amazon Business, offering business buying service.
But Remnant Publications still wants everyone in the nation to own a copy of The Great Controversy. So it may end up on your doorstep next. For NPR News, I'm Scott Massioni in Baltimore.
This is NPR News.
President Trump is heading to the United Kingdom, where he'll be the guest of honor at a state banquet and stay at Windsor Castle. He'll be joined by U.S. business leaders and meet with the royal family and British Prime Minister. We'll learn what deals are expected between the friendly countries tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your host tomorrow, Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's the latest news from NPR, followed by news from the KPR newsroom. That's all ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 4:30.
Both warned Hamas to surrender and release all hostages. Rubio wouldn't say if the U.S. backs Israel's latest offensive to occupy Gaza City, insisting it would be better for Hamas to lay down its arms.
We'll continue to pursue that route. It's the ideal outcome, but it may require, ultimately, a concise military operation to eliminate them.
Netanyahu refused to rule out another strike on Hamas abroad, like Doha, which he says sent an important message.
And that is, you can hide. You can run, but we'll get you. Terrorists, they think they enjoy immunity. They'll do it again and again and again. And if you deny them that immunity, they'll think twice.
That's Carrie Kahn reporting. This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good afternoon. Kansas farmers are hurting after China's retaliatory tariffs on the United States close one of the biggest markets for the state's biggest crop. Kaylin Moore has this report.
Kansas is the king of sorghum, producing more bushels of the drought-resistant grain than any other state. Farmers say because of the rain, their crops look better than they have in years. But now there are not many buyers. China accounts for 90% of sorghum exports. In response to the U.S. tariffs, China has made Brazil and Australia as its new sorghum sources. Amy France, Scott City farmer and chair of the National Sorghum Producers, says this has farmers' attention.
We've been building those relationships with China for over 15 years. When we hear that, our ears perk and we hone in on that.
In 2022, the price of sorghum was over $6 per bushel. Today, it's under $3. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
For the first time since 2014, the Kansas City Chiefs are off to an 0-2 start on the season after their 20-17 loss to the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. Greg Eklund has the story.
In 2014, Alex Smith was the Chiefs' starting quarterback. The start to this season is unexplored territory for Patrick Mahomes since he became the Chiefs' starting quarterback in 2018. But Mahomes says the Chiefs are accustomed to meeting similar challenges.
I think the guys that we have in this locker room will go back to work with that mindset of we're going to continue to work even harder so that when we step on that field this next time, we can find a way to win in those big moments like we have it this first 2 weeks.
When the Chiefs were on the verge of scoring, Mahomes was intercepted early in the fourth quarter. The Eagles then marched downfield for a touchdown that put the game out of reach. I'm Greg Eklund.
The Sedgwick County Zoo has a new bison calf. KWCH reports that Ruby Lee was born during the zoo's annual Zubilee celebration last week. Ruby Lee has already received her first vaccinations, been microchipped and weighed. The zoo named her after a precious gem following in the family tradition established by her mother, Pearl, and her aunt, Jade. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the Wallace Foundation.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. We've all been there. You get a phone call or knock on your door too early in the morning before you're fully awake. Who and why, you wonder, at this hour? For something you want to hear first thing, tune into Morning Edition. We'll get you up to date on the day's biggest headlines and bring you unexpected stories that make you smile. Listen whenever you're ready, weekday mornings from NPR News.
Morning Edition is from 5 to 9 o'clock, Monday through Friday, here on Kansas Public Radio. You don't even need to open your front door to get it. Join us tomorrow morning for Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio, and Morning Edition here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Two of the actors from Severance won their first Primetime Emmy Awards last night. We'll revisit a conversation they had with NPR's Scott Detrow. That's coming up on All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. We've got a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening and overnight tonight. Lows tonight in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, sunny with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 80 degrees. It's 87 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Next to Normal, a rock musical running September 9th.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. From Fisher Investments, Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
Running late in the morning? It happens. You can still start your day feeling pulled together. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us tomorrow for Morning Edition from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts tomorrow, Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of All Things Considered coming up here on KPER. The time is 5 o'clock.
We are running at essentially warp speed.
Contributors include the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, lows overnight in the mid-60s. Sunny for tomorrow with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 90 degrees. It's 88 in Lawrence.
From NPR News, this is All Things R News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK, hosting their fall membership drive September 17th through September 21st. Information on how to support KJHK is available at kjhk.org.
Israel's current conflict with Hamas is going on 2 years now. The nonstop fighting is taking a big toll on the region's most advanced economy, especially on the tech sector.
We are already starting to see the signs that this war is indeed affecting the economy.
More on that from NPR's Jackie Northam on All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre filling in for Laura Larson. She'll be back on Wednesday. We've got a mix of clouds and sunshine, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, lows tonight in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, highs near 90 degrees. There is a good chance, about a 60% chance of rain, possibly even a thunderstorm on Wednesday and Thursday. It's 88 degrees in Atchison, 86 in Chanute, 84 in Emporia. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting music showcases September 19th and 20th with more than 25 acts performing across Lawrence as well as in all ages.
They'll be joined by U.S. business leaders and meet with the royal family and British Prime Minister. We'll learn what deals are expected between the friendly countries on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your host tomorrow, A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio. Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this lovely Monday evening. We're looking at a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in our forecast for tomorrow. Lows tonight in the mid-60s, highs tomorrow near 90 degrees. This is KPR.
Okay, the Dow up 49 points. That's about 0.1%. This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good afternoon. Schools across Kansas have started receiving the results of state tests that were administered to students last spring. State officials also released new charts that will help schools compare scores from this year's tests to the 2024 tests at each subject and grade level. Matt Copeland is a data analyst with the University of Kansas Center that helped develop the new tests. He says the concordance tables will help districts continue to measure their progress after the redesign. State education leaders had previously warned that a year-to-year comparison would not be possible. The first permit in Kansas has been issued, and construction is underway for a house that's being built with hemp materials. Celia Yopius-Jepson has this report.
Architecture faculty and students at Kansas State University teamed up with Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills. They're building an 860-square-foot home in Ogden with hemp-based alternatives to concrete and to foam insulation. That will make for a well-insulated home with a much smaller carbon footprint. K-State professor Michael Gibson says the house will also have solar panels.
So it's generating more electricity than it's going to use in a year.
And that means in 8 years, the home will have produced enough electricity not just for its residents, but to offset the carbon footprint of having built it. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Worlds of Fun says they'll honor tickets from patrons who were at the amusement park on Saturday. Worlds of Fun was evacuated shortly after 9 p.m. following unsubstantiated reports of possible gunfire. The Kansas City Star reports that police investigating the matter found no weapons, no injuries, and determined the noises were caused by fireworks. Worlds of Fun posted on social media this afternoon that tickets from Saturday will be honored through November 1st. Two mental health centers in Topeka are merging to create Astra Mental Health and Recovery. KSNT reports that Vallejo Behavioral Health Center and Family Service and Guidance Center officially announced their merger today with a formal signing ceremony followed by a mental health town hall. Plans to merge the two organizations were first announced back in February. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
It's fair to recommend things that I really don't think have been substantiated as effective.
There are approved treatments for restless leg syndrome, including some taken orally, which doctors say is generally a much more efficient way to receive medication. Nicholas Theodosakis is a dermatologist at Harvard.
The problem with this is the skin is a barrier, not a sponge.
There are a few kinds of substances that are well suited to absorption through the skin, he says. There's no evidence that magnesium is one of those. Theodosakis says that the benefits of magnesium lotion are likely from its moisturizing components.
Anything that comes in like a cream base or an ointment base is just automatically going to be good for the skin.
Theodosakis says as a dermatologist, he sees a lot of these kinds of trends. Skin, he says, is a popular target for health fads.
I think it's just, you know, the nature of skin. It's visible. It's highly linked to, you know, emotional well-being and psychology and culture. And you also just have quite a lot of it.
He agrees magnesium lotion probably won't hurt you, except possibly, he says, in the pocketbook. Katie Riddle, NPR News.
Insects, crucial role in the environment. Recent studies have found a significant decline in insect populations, even in pristine environments with very little impact from humans. Scientists think climate change may be to blame. We'll have a story on the latest study tomorrow on All Things Considered. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, you hear directly from people in the headlines, whether you agree with them or not.
Zohran Mamdani, presumptive Democratic nominee for mayor in New York City.
Thank Steve Bannon, it's a pleasure talking with you. Thank you.
Steve, always great.
That is Tricia McLaughlin. She's Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs at the Department of Homeland Security. Madam Assistant Secretary.
It's our job to bring you different views and to question everyone fairly. Join us weekday mornings.
Join us weekday mornings for Morning Edition here on Kansas Public Radio. Tomorrow, it'll be hosted by A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio. Good evening. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for All Things Considered this evening. Filling in for Laura Lorson. She'll be back on Wednesday.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Are kids today getting too much therapy? RFK Jr. thinks so. We'll hear from some experts who say that's not the case. That's coming up on All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio. We've got a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, mostly clear overnight with lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, sunny with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow near 90 degrees. A good chance of showers, possibly a thunderstorm, on Wednesday and Thursday. It's 88 degrees in Manhattan, 89 in Lawrence, 87 in Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole fellow Karen Willey moderates Water for Our Future with state legislators Kenny Titus and Lindsey Vaughn, September 23rd. More at doleinstitute.org.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered.
Enslaved people were owned by members of the church.
Mingo, Mira, Toby, Tom, unnamed man.
And they all sang, "Lift Every Voice and Sing," often called the Black National Anthem.
Lest our hearts drop with the wine of the world we forget.
For NPR News, I'm Megan Smith in Boston.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Workday, an AI platform to manage HR, finance, and agents that aims to free business leaders from the mundane so they can focus on more meaningful work. Workday, moving business forever forward. From Procter & Gamble, maker of ZzzQuil, with a range of products designed to relieve occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep. Learn more at ZzzQuil.com. From the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Old Burke Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258 BT in Manhattan at 99.5.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
We've got one more hour of All Things Considered, then join Destiny for KPR's Evening Classical. We'll hear soothing and peaceful sounds of Gershwin's Lullaby and much more. That's at 7 o'clock on KPR.
I wanted to use this show today to advocate for Charlie, to talk about him, to talk about...